Many are worried about how few Australians speak a second language, but some young people are trying to do something about it. Hundreds of Australian students are vying for a spot at the Computational and Linguistics Olympiad. Leif Casbin's been at the games.
Well, how do we know it means ripened?
Because ripened, it's not in any other sentence, and ripened is the only one in the
English. Okay. And all the other ones are.
For some students, mastering English isn't enough of a challenge. This group of Year 11 students are willing to try something more complex as they attempt to decipher an ancient Mexican language.
Li is beautiful. Or beautiful.
Oh, yeah, because it's in both.
So Li is beautiful.
They're among 500 high school students vying for a spot in the Australian Linguistic Olympiad team.
We get the students to look at data from a range of languages and try to figure out patterns in the way the language works.
Dr. Dominique Estival is the event organiser in Australia.
We give them a set of sentences in a language that they cannot possibly know, for instance, Aboriginal languages, and they try to work out which words correspond to the English words that we give them in a sentence. And then we give them other words, and we ask them to make up new sentences based on the patterns that they have found in the sentences they looked at, to create new sentences in those languages.
The competition aims to get students interested in languages and linguistics. The Olympiad began in Eastern Europe in the 1960s, but Australia has only entered the last three times. And Dr. Estival says that's partly because of a lack of interest in linguistics.
There could be more emphasis on languages and the usefulness of knowing languages in Australia. Students, not just students, but Australians in general, are not really focused on learning other languages, and we tend to assume that people coming here will know English as a matter of course.
One of the Olympiad hopefuls is Jess Sargent. She's a Year 11 student from Skeggs Redlands in Sydney, who's lived in America, the UK, and now Australia. And while she thinks Australians have a good grasp of English, she says foreign language skills could be improved.
But I guess it is harder in some ways because we're more distanced geographically from everywhere else, so that would be a setback. I do Latin, so I find that's especially good because you'd be able to pick up a lot of other European languages. I also think languages are important to even help you with your own language because you get a stronger basis for, like, English, which we use all the time.
Associate Professor Jane Simpson agrees. She's the head of the Department of Linguistics at the University of Sydney.
In terms of knowing languages and speaking languages well, that Australia definitely underperforms on that. I don't think that we're getting nearly enough graduates who can speak other languages. To some extent, by having a greater number of migrants from countries like China and Vietnam, we are getting more people who can speak Chinese and Vietnamese, but we don't have so many people speaking some of the other languages of the world, the really big languages like Spanish and Portuguese.
And Dr. Simpson says Australians run the risk of isolating themselves.
If you really want to work deeply with other people, you know, in trade or in diplomacy or in collaborative scientific endeavours, it really helps to be able to talk to people in their language.
Mark Richards is the head of languages at the Meriden School in Sydney. He also believes there's a lack of emphasis on languages at school and thinks learning a second language should be compulsory.
Learning language is important for several reasons. One is that you start to understand that the world that you see is not always a world that other people see, and I think that's actually the number one. Of course, it also then you can go and communicate with people, talk with other people, realise that English is not the only language in the world.
Dr. Dominique Estival says Australian educators could learn a thing or two from Europe, particularly from the Dutch and Scandinavians.
Overseas, some countries actually require that students learn at least one other language, or if not two, when they're in high school, and that is a requirement for graduating.
As for the Olympiad, four Australians will be chosen to compete in Sweden in July.
Leif Casbin.